T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're also going to talk about insurance fraud and the Mike Pearlstein story with Jim Donlan, who joins us now. Jim Donlan, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Congratulations on your reelection, sir. Good morning.
Thank you very much, Tommy. Glad to be with you.
Hey, let's start on a lighter note here. When it comes to big games like Alabama, LSU, Saints, Falcons, etc., would you rather be with a group of people? And I would imagine you know a lot of people and get a lot of invitations. Would you rather watch the game with a group, or would you rather watch it by yourself so you can pay attention to what's going on?
Would I seem antisocial if I said I, for an Alabama game, for example, I'd rather be intensely alone?
I don't think
focused? So.
I feel the same way, Jim, because it's like going to a movie with somebody where they're talking through most of it, and every now and then you get to look up at the screen to see what's going on. I don't think there's any difference in the world.
I don't mind going or watching the Appalachian State game.
Exactly. If it's something that doesn't matter, if it's Ohio, Oklahoma, who's it last week? Florida, Georgia, absolutely, but not when it's serious. I'll tell you what is insurance, serious as insurance fraud. Mike Pearlstein did some stories about these staged accidents. You and I first spoke about soft tissue damage 10 years ago, but I know it goes way back before that, doesn't it?
No doubt about it. And it is insurance fraud, and it costs the average family in America $700 a year in additional insurance costs across all lines for all products. And it really is greater in the area of folks fudging or exaggerating their damage, their loss on a claim like a soft tissue claim, than it is with these absolutely stupid, corrupt staged accidents that are being unveiled at the present time by the U.S. attorney.
It would seem to me, and I know that's a criminal investigation, it would seem to me as simple as attorneys that were legitimately trying to crack down on this to maintain some kind of database of, I guess, plaintiffs in these suits, and then be able to check it. And I presume these suits are public record, right? So you could keep this, and then they could cross-reference it if somebody decides to go from lawyer X on TV to lawyer Y on TV, although in this federal investigation, you can go into that when we come back. It seems as though there are some specific lawyers that have a habit of repeat plaintiffs, even to the point of calling them before the accident. So we'll pick it up here, Jim. We're a little bit late. Jim Donlan, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. And in terms of correcting it, because I think we all know what's happening, how do you go about correcting it? And when it comes to the FBI, well, not the FBI, I guess the U.S. attorney that's investigating this, is that going to maybe have a chilling effect on lawyers who are profiting from this and they know it's not right? 8:20 more when we come back, talking about insurance fraud and watching a game. Would you rather watch it by yourself or be with somebody? Again, we're not trying to be antisocial, but I would say definitely with somebody as well. 8:21, traffic now, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jim Donlan. We spent the last couple of days talking to Mike Pearlstein about the investigative work he did as a reporter with Channel 4, and Mike's a great reporter. It goes back to the newspaper days. Jim Donlan, our guest, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Jim, when it comes to, and I would imagine this federal investigation might have a chilling effect on this for attorneys that are engaging in less than honorable, less than legal things as it relates to plaintiffs and damages? Jim?
Yes. Hello?
I would think that this federal investigation would send the message to some attorneys that are engaging in less than ethical practices as it relates to these accidents.
Well, we would certainly hope so. But, criminals have a real blind spot to their activity. It would seem so obvious that this would be easily caught. And to be honest with you, Tommy, I can tell you a defense lawyer brought the fact that this group was participating in this activity to me well over a year ago.
Really?
And, of course, we have a fraud. Yes. You mentioned getting a database together and tracking this. I don't know that he had a database. I don't think he needed one. He was dealing, coming across with the same lawyers and the same pattern of behavior in the same general area, and brought it to our insurance fraud unit. And, of course, we passed it on to our partners in that activity at the Attorney General and the state police, who then cooperate with and pass it on to the feds, who took over the investigation and brought it to the recent charges, at least, and more to follow, I am certain.
In terms of the scam that these people were running, and I forget the gentleman's name. Well, I hate that. The guy's name that was allegedly on top of it all. It doesn't matter. Are there more groups like this operating, as far as you know? Because you said there would be more people probably that would be arrested. Do you know of more groups that are acting in concert like this one was?
No, I do not. About a year ago, a similar group was caught and busted and arrested and prosecuted successfully, I might add, in Lafayette Parish, in the city of Lafayette. It pops up here, there, and the other place on occasion. Of course, it is at all of our expense, because these costs are passed on, as all insurance payouts are passed on to premium payers, on a statewide basis. So it hurts everyone. But back to your question, no, I'm not familiar with an additional group or other groups that are participating in similar activity. I will say that this is a rare occurrence. It's not an everyday occurrence.
And that's what I was going to ask you next, Jim, before we run out of time. In terms of the insurance rates that we pay and the soft tissue damage, it would be a greatly inaccurate misstatement to say, well, it's these gangs that are causing the insurance rates to go up. This is just everyday stuff, right, that happens with
Absolutely.
Different plaintiffs?
Absolutely. And frankly, I mentioned earlier, the $700 per year cost to an average family across the U.S. is driven in large part, that is driven in large part almost entirely by folks taking advantage of an opportunity to get more than they're rightfully entitled to for the damage they incurred, either through a fire in their home or a soft tissue injury resulting from a minor accident.
We've spoken about this before. Like I said, I think you and I first spoke about this about 10 years ago. I hope you can come on every now and then and talk about this, because maybe if we talk about it enough, something may happen, and I know you're working on it legally on your end as well. So thank you, Jim. I appreciate your time. Prediction on the LSU-Alabama game?
Cautiously optimistic, but I've been over there many times and sat with unfriendly folks through very disappointing experiences. But hope springs eternal.
Are you going this year?
I am not.
Oh. They were rude to you or what? Jim knows Tuscaloosa fans. I've never been. I was just wondering.
Oh, my God. You sit between the goalposts in the third to last row of the upper deck. It's not a real good view. But I'm staying home and watching it by myself tomorrow afternoon.
Well, you get a full view that way. And real quick on the Saints-Falcons, Mike Dettilia, you know who he is, and I don't mean to bring you in a wrong place here, but he said the Saints are going to beat the whole – and there's a quote now, Jim – the holy crap out of the Falcons. You think this could be a runaway for the Saints?
I do. I truly do, based on what I saw in the Dome with the Cardinals last week. It looks like this is, for the third consecutive year, a year we should end up in the Super Bowl.
I hope so. Thank you, Jim. Can you buy insurance on that, as a matter of fact?
against
NFL officiating? That might not be a bad idea. Insurance for the NFL
Vegas.
Teams. What's that? It's called
it's
Las
called
Vegas,
Las
is that what
Vegas.
You said?
Yes.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good weekend,
thank
all right?
You. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.